So you have each period about a minute and a half of you answering the wage price control phase two question. That was all. And so you were standing there saying it, so that didn't add anything to a reporter saying it. It was much more effective. You were saying
they could have covered more items.
Well, and they did, of course. They covered other things, but that's all we got out of having a television camera there.
Did you talk to Ron about
it? Yeah.
Ron, what he said, he agreed.
Not this morning. I talked to him about it last night.
Mm-hmm. He sees the point. Mm-hmm. Or did you? I don't know.
No, not completely, but somewhat. And then he makes the point that that's better than no footage at all.
No. Is it?
Well, there's another argument to it. Now, they for instance,
his concern was this. I'll tell you what I agree with. He says he was concerned because they had demonstrators. He says, if I didn't have me on in with the demonstrator, they put them on anyway.
Well, there's the answer to that. On Today Show this morning, the lead was your comments on the wage price control, but they didn't use film. They used still shots of you, which they could have gotten anyway, and still shot. So what? Then they ran 40 seconds of film of demonstrators outside. And I talked about that. And then at the end of the news segment, they had a taped clip of 45 seconds of your comments on the need for balance and fighting pollution and keeping jobs. So we did get one at the end of the news thing. So CBS this morning, they had a minute and 45 footage of you answering the question on the court nomination. So they are picking up little bits and pieces, but nothing. You know, it doesn't
work.
Your other, what you got, you would have gotten without the camera, really is the point.
Totally. It'd be different, Bob. It'd be different if I weren't on television a lot. But I don't have my face out there every time there's something. I say something.
Well, no, that's the picture. What was on was extremely good. You were good. You were, handling those things in good form and all that. Like the local telecast in Detroit was a damn good telecast, and so you can argue maybe it's worth something there. But we don't give a damn about Detroit. If it were Chicago, maybe it's worth with statewide Illinois thing. We'll swap over into Wisconsin and Indiana and things like that.
Or Ohio. Any statewide is worthwhile when we get in the key states.
But in Michigan,
you don't care.
Sure. And to do that much work just to get to get an hour on Michigan television with Michigan folks isn't worth the effort, I don't think.
Well, sorry, Brown's got to push his line because they push the hell out of him too. He stands up very well.
Well, this one he wasn't being pushed on them. This one he had said it the other way. He was arguing on an honest belief on this one that we came out better by doing it than not. And all other things being equal, he's probably right. But the question is, how much better did we come out and how much difference did it make in order to come out that? What price did we pay to come out that much better?
You mean the work?
Yeah. Now, well, yeah. Although you had to
work it as hard.
The first thing that was wrong was doing that thing at all.
Yeah.
Because it was, given the fact that you had to do it at all, that you were going to do it at all,
yeah.
You had to do almost all the work anyway.
Sure.
And there was no way to get that down.
Of the best thing.
You could have used brisk answers because it wasn't that kind of face questioning.
Jesus Christ. I was praying for a question without her brisk
answers.
Yeah, they were asking.
But that's where your hard preparation work is in getting those good, tight answers. But you had to give fairly extended answers, partly to turn the question around. And
I could get to my point.
Yeah. And partly because there was a taste of that thing was such that you would have insulted them if you had done brisk answers. They
were here to go. Oh, no. They were there for the purpose of having being educated.
You didn't have, as you do, a
verse of what I was going to get the next one.
No,
where you said,
which is I thought would be good, but it isn't good. I thought it'd be good to have a positive attitude of questioners.
Yeah.
Actually, the good, the only good question I had was the electric guy. And he interrupted, which was good. And told you he thought you were wrong in effect and asked a semi-antagonistic question that had a little meat in it, at least. I mean,
we just brought the mic up.
Sorry, interesting.
Well, I've been doing the arguing there. Arguing. In Detroit.
Good. Not as good as the press conference. We would have gotten better
with this kind of meeting.
Of course, part of the problem there is you do it at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, in Detroit.
You aren't going to do much in the AM papers. You can't do it. You aren't going to do anything in the TV news.
Trust me. Press conference, of course, at night. You don't worry about either of those things.
Because you're on television. But this wasn't on television, so you didn't have that. There's no point doing anything at night that matters, unless it's talking about
it. I'm sure there are agreements for that.
You might as well just, after 4 in the afternoon, you might as well just close down the shop and go play, go bowling.
Haven't we learned that, though? My God, you know, that is the way we used to work. It's goddamn relics. So not worth it.
And that was the big event, was the night rally.
Remember, I go rest, take 2 hours off to prepare,
trying to get
steam up, more steamed up
after banging around all
day. Banging around through the day, the most important thing would be something I should have done.
Or leaving the hotel in the morning, you know, when you catch a few people in the shower or something
what
like that.
What is the, television. he takes his boiler from here to here, you see the Kissinger stuff and then the back entries. Well, that counter stuff is totally impossible. I hear you right, you know, the war calls you more than anything else.
If that's the word thing came from Connie and his group,
I know,
rather than that.
And Schultz.
Yeah.
Connie, Schultz, and Kissinger,
right,
like that.
Right. Now, probably on that.
Correct.
On that, even though you wanted a direct one from them, that should have gone to Pat for boiling first. So that you could have that there to back up to read the whole thing, but he should have had it boiled down to the.
Yeah. Another thing I think would be very good if you would talk about is that they should go back over the speeches, for example. Let me point out one thing. I know that there, I use one thing that I have used, and it is better to go to the audio system, which make Mark comfortable and well to go to work. Now, you've really got to read the Acts. Don't look at Christ and the others, but you hand them back and say, not that. What really makes politics? What makes repetition? Don't worry about it. They are concerned because when I repeat, they'll have John Osborne or somebody will say I repeated, and they worry about it. But Baba, remind him, as Kennedy made that thing, don't ask what your country would do for you, what you'd do for your country. At least 100 times. At least. Everybody knew. He said it again in his inaugural. It was picked up. And our people did not speak up. Like, for example, how many times have people told you there were a lot of good lines in the speech to the Congress? And yet, in this whole book that he was prepared, not one of those lines was repeated as a, you know, it's the, it's actually, now I don't mean it. See, he must have summed it off or remembered it. Or the thing to use, he should remind us, that would be a hell of a good line to use, you know. Like, for example, there's, like on the day of the any job is better than welfare. That would have been a goddamn good thing to say out there, wouldn't it? See? And the new prosperity without borders, and again, people try to work with you and those things and breathe into the brief materials. I think the reason they don't do it is that they really aren't concerned about the columns, don't you think so, that they're going to say we're out repeating?
Yeah, and they probably feel that from their own viewpoint, it's you know, you're looking, they should be giving you new material. But, you know, any clock can sit down and repeat, which isn't true at all. The skill is figuring out what to repeat and where to put it.
Use the goddamn old material until it gets through. They don't get it the first time.
Well, that's for sure.
They aren't listening the first time. They don't remember the first time. Anyway. Clear as I'm saying, that's interesting. It's just a suggestion.
Probably was as good a way as to go to Detroit as we can think of. Who knows? forgotten Detroit and gone someplace
like Grand Rapids
and just dropped in.
Some looking shoes or some kind of thing.
Places where.
Seems to me that the demonstration didn't turn out to be too much of a whack, did it?
No, and Usher did a good job on that. He worked pretty closely with the Teamsters and the auto workers and the FFL. And the FFL tried to, the National, send a man out to try and cool it with their people. And it was a combination demonstration. They had an anti-police demonstration in
Negroes, I know,
earlier.
And they had two blacks.
They picked up the people from that, and then about half of this group was just hippie anti-war types.
I saw that. Where were they from? Inverse
around. Sort of combination. And then...
they bothered the people at all coming in?
I guess not much. It was basically fairly orderly.
No problems for us with these drove.
People obviously had seen them coming in. Because that's why they laughed when you said the signs. Yeah, you were talking about the big billboards.
I knew they were both. I knew they were laughing at that. So
they were actually about the signs they had seen.
It's a good double hit. I know that on all these meetings there is a need for somebody who is a substance to talk. I mean, the routine of now going up and where I stand and so forth is important, but I get that in 10 seconds. You know what I mean? I don't have to have it spelled out too much, and I do get it. But what I'm getting at is that it can be very helpful sometimes on this to get just a little feel about what is this audience like. I mean, see what I mean? And also to sort of, and also to plan the program. I think you could have done a pretty good job on that, I mean, you know, sort of warming it up, don't you think so?
Yeah, they tried to look for that music,
rock music
thing beforehand. But in that hall, you almost start with an impossibility and that kind of thing. It's such a bit of the way they did do a good job of warming up your milk producers.
Yes, yeah.
But they did that with bands down the aisle and all kinds of stuff. You know, I mean, they really put a sort of a carnival atmosphere into it.
Well, this is a little bigger.
This
is the day group and so forth.
Well, economic club, you know, Walker's sister would die if you decided to have bagpipes go down the aisles or something.
Right. Just a curiosity sake, why don't you see what they thought was out there? Maybe weird. Maybe it was a better deal for them.
No, I think you'll find them.
Those people out there.
Very much so.
They don't seem like such a big deal just to go. No presents ever been questioned for the God of that economic club before.
Yeah.
Again. We're right. We should always look for the maximum amount of everything, Bob. There's just so many hours in the day, there's so much energy to put in, there's so much concentration. That's why we can look that way.
I don't have the same question. You got a lot out of that that isn't.
But just the fact you're doing what you're doing.
In any way, a loss. Yeah, even
a press guy, people can say that. Nobody can say that there's not any questions of these. I mean, they were asked, Jesus Christ. I'll bet you that if you put the press, if they would go to that press for 3/4 of them know what the hell this is. Now, believe me, they wouldn't know. But the slightest thing, even though it's been kicking around here for 2 years. Thank you. Dupree or not.
I did. Just a specific, yeah, and the specifics of it are not going to be associated. I'm going to go back to that.
Yeah.
You hit the back of it. Specifically, just so, well, it's just like the last time, say we're running out of space, who then is going to cover everything, that's going to concentrate primarily. And of course, not major things, but everybody's under, and will be of indefinite duration. But I keep it on long enough to make it work, and go back to the free.
But that's always.
Your secretary, Tom, they tell you how,